Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillahi wahdah wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Alhamdulillahi wahdah wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Alhamdulillahi wahdah wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُّبِينٌ صدق اللہ العظیم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers or sisters listening in at the madrasa and those who are listening over receivers, Allah تبارک و تعالی's fazal and ihsan upon us that we have gathered to take his mubarak name to recite durood and salam upon Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to make istighfar and tawbah from all our sins. Many, many times I have mentioned this, that this majlis of ours on Thursday night, you will be disappointed if you have to come with the intention that you want to increase your knowledge. By the way, if the knowledge increases, it will increase. But this majlis is not just for increase of knowledge. For increase of knowledge, as I mentioned many times now, we have the different programs: tafsir program, hadith sharif program, ta'aleem. We have so many different waaz, bayans, majalis, which are for increase of knowledge. We have our madaris, we have our darul ulooms. So that is where we increase our knowledge. Here also, Jummah occasions, other times, we have bayans in which you increase your knowledge. But this majlis, I call it the majlis of Tawbah. Because something that is really, really needed in our times is sincere Tawbah from the sins that we are indulging in, being the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Throughout the world, large part of the Muslim Ummah unfortunately has become negligent. We are drowning in the ocean of negligence, ghaflat. Our major sickness is ghaflat anil akhirah. We are unconcerned that there is a day of judgment. And we were the ones who were supposed to be followed. We were supposed to be the imams. But we have become the muqtadis. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made the ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam imam of the other nations. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was Nabiul Anbiya, Sayyidul Anbiya. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was the greatest after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. His nubuwat is till the day of Qiyamah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on the night of Mi'raj, he was made to make the imamat or lead the congregation of 124,000 Anbiya, showing to the world that he is Sayyidul Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And after that, this ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was supposed to be the imam of the nations, of all the people of the world, to guide them, to direct them, to give them some kind of message which will bring peace, happiness, contentment, which will develop a contact with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a contact with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which will give them the best of both worlds. But we have failed in this mission that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen for us. It is very easy to point fingers around the world and say, those people are not making amal, those people are not making amal, those people are far away from deen, those people are far away from the Quran and Sunnah. But what about us? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us this small kingdom, 5 foot 6 or 6 feet of, or whatever height the person is, that is his kingdom. And in that kingdom also, he has got the same kind of provinces, he's got the same kind of government that is on the outside. We also have a government. The heart is the king, the ruler. And then it has got government over the eyes, over the ears, over the tongue, over the hands, over the feet, over the heart, over the mind. Now that is the king, and it is ruling over all these different provinces and kingdoms. So we were supposed to be the slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not make us the slaves of the world. The world he gave us to use for our benefit. The whole world he created for our benefit. Until there will be one person living in this world saying Allah, Allah ta'ala will keep the whole world in existence. What does that mean? If the whole world is going to remain in existence until there is somebody saying Allah, it means that Allah ta'ala created the whole universe for the Muslim. The others are just enjoying it by the way they are enjoying. That is, in reality, the heavens and the earth, the sun and the moon, the waters of the ocean, and everything else Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created so that the believers may make use of it. Make use of it and build their akhirat. Make use of it for the building up of their akhirat. Now we have forgotten the giver of those ni'mats, we have forgotten our akhirat, we have become ghafil, as I said, and this is our major sickness. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got two systems. One system is this, that he sent down the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, who were masoom, sinless, completely sinless, no vice, no evil, no sin of any kind. Nobody can point a finger at any nabi of Allah ta'ala and say he has sinned. What kind of a nabi will that be if he sins? They made an error of judgment sometimes, but that was not deliberate sinning. So they were masoom, they were sinless. We don't believe in the sins that people have attributed to the nabis of Allah ta'ala. And then for people like us, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept the doors of tawbah open. That we are human beings, we are bound to make mistakes, we are bound to err, we are bound to fall, we are bound to slip. We are bound to distance ourselves due to the influence of nafs and shaitan. Somewhere along the line we may go off track. But then Allah ta'ala kept the doors of tawbah open. And if the person makes intense tawbah, sincere repentance, turns towards Allah ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes him his. He gives him that same stage that he gives to those who are muttaqi. But the conditions of that sincere tawbah are, which you have heard now 120 times, that the person must distance himself from that sin. You cannot go on watching the television program, and whilst you're watching those filthy pictures coming, and you say, tawbah, tawbah, astaghfirullah, tawbah, tawbah, astaghfirullah. Is that tawbah? One person mentioned to one buzurg in Haram Sharif. He said, kaisa zamana aa gaya, dekhiye ye aurat hai kaisi nangi phir rahi aajkal, kaisi bilkul bepardha phir rahi. He is looking at all the women and he is saying, kaisi bepardha phir rahi. So he said, first turn your face away and then say what you are saying. You are staring at them, glaring at them, and then you are saying that. One person mentioned to Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, he said, ye aurat hai jo yahan Haram Sharif mein aati hai, Indonesia, Malaysia ki, ze unke chehre par kitna noor malum hota hai, sufed burqa, sufed libas, kitna noor malum hota hai. Jaise la haul padho, astaghfirullah padho, tumhe inke chehre hi par noor nazar aaya. Kaabatullah Sharif noor you couldn't see, you found noor on their faces. So you can see how shaitan comes through different routes. So lots of people are making istighfar and tawbah. They say that whilst I'm committing the sin, I'm making istighfar and tawbah. Now how can you be making istighfar and tawbah whilst you are going on and on with that sin? In the midst of the sin, the person is making istighfar and tawbah. So first you must distance yourself from that sin. And make an azm, an intention that I will not return to that sin. We are missing out on the noor of tilawat, of zikr, of ibadat, of ta'leem. We are missing out on the noor of all works of deen. We are giving charities, we are doing so much of nafil ibadat. But we are missing out on that noor because of our indulgence in sins from which we are not making tawbah. So on the one hand, we are inviting that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmat and mercy. And on the other hand, we are calling all the trucks of azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, in a road where it's just one way, now one truck from this side and one truck from that side, how is it going to cross? So we have to make sincere tawbah, give up that sin, or at least make an intention that we don't wish to return to it. When it involves the rights of people, then there is no other way but to return to people whatever is due to them. If we are not going to return to them whatever is due to them, and we are just going to go on making tawbah, that tawbah is not accepted. Devouring people's properties, or harming or causing any kind of injustice to anyone, then that sin is only forgiven if we ask those people for forgiveness. That is a condition of tawbah. And the person makes up his mind that he is not going to return in future to those sins. If it is namaz, roza, zakat, he must make the qazas, at least start it off. So then we will say this person made sincere tawbah. Then see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changes the person's direction in life. So this is what is needed in the ummah today at large. That we have to get everyone to make sincere tawbah from all sins. Until that does not come in the large part of the ummah, we won't find conditions changing. Just making 5 times namaz is not sufficient. Islam is not just the name of namaz. Namaz is a rukn. It's a pillar of deen. But we have to, together with namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, there are so many other things that are also part and parcel of the teachings of Islam. So to whatever extent it is within our abilities, we must have to fulfill those ahkam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore Allah ta'ala says, enter into the fold of Islam completely. We have specialized nowadays. Somebody is a specialist in namaz. If you say that person is a specialist in namaz, then it means that in the department of salat, he reads very, very beautiful salat. But if you have to look at his transactions, you have to look at his actions after the salat, then even shaitan feels ashamed. In many cases I'm talking about. Ask their wives, ask their children, ask their neighbors, ask the customers and clients with whom they deal. They will say how beautiful this person's namaz is. So we won't say that namaz is the cause of that weakness, that namaz must continue, but the person must not be satisfied that I have become a perfect Muslim. He must keep on checking which areas, which there is a weakness. As I said, that this Thursday night majlis is not for bayan and waz, it is a majlis of tawbah where we have some zikrullah and some istighfar and tawbah. So tonight we will read Dawat-e-Haq ke waaste Mehfil-e-Dosta mili. Ishq-e-Buta ke karb se Kulfat-e-Do-Jahan mili. Ishq-e-Buta ke karb se Kulfat-e-Do-Jahan mili. Zikre khuda ke noor se farhat do jahan mili. Zikre khuda ke noor se farhat do jahan mili. Is it on? If you're feeling hot thing and put on this. Whoever has given his heart to anything other than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then the person will get nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. That is this something that is decided by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And if a person is not realizing his restlessness, he's not realizing his that he is undergoing an azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in his life because of disobedience, then we must believe that that person has been given chloroform. When a patient undergoes an operation, they give him chloroform. So that when the doctor, when the surgeon, as I always say, they do the same thing that a woman do in the kitchen. Chip, chop, slice, cut. That's what they do. So when he's doing all those kind of things, the person doesn't feel any pain. But let him recover from that. Let the effect of the chloroform wear off. And then see how much of pain and how much of suffering. So at present we are in that state. The shaitan and nafs has given us chloroform. So although we are suffering the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, of restlessness, of anxieties, of misery, but we are not even realizing it. We are thinking that because we have got plenty of material comforts, therefore Allah ta'ala is extremely pleased with us. If he was not pleased with us, why should he give us so much of material things? Once again, dunya is not the name of gold and silver. Dunya is not the name of good car, good home, good clothes. Dunya is not the name of children. Dunya is not the name of wives. Dunya is the name of ghaflat. When the person becomes ghafil, when he forgets Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he is diverted from the remembrance of Allah ta'ala, then all that becomes dunya. But if the person uses that as wasila of akhirat, then it is very good dunya. So that is dunya, not the things of the world, that's not dunya. But generally that's what happens, that the more the material possessions increases, the more the negligence, the more the indifference, the more the indulgence in sins. Now who can afford to buy 200 rand tickets, 300 rand tickets for this shows, Hollywood, Bollywood actors that come down, 500 rand, 2000 rand tickets, who can afford? The person who's got wealth. And then who can afford thousands of rands just to go and watch football in Germany? One person, he was proud about the whole thing. He told to one of his friends that I didn't mind, although it cost me 95,000 rands, but I didn't mind. It was well worth the trip, watching football in all the different places, World Cup. Tickets were at a premium. Everything was at a premium. The whole trip cost him 95,000 rand, and he's happy and proud about it. So that is what we mean by dunya. When it makes you ghafil, makes us forget our Allah, the one who is the giver. So he says, ishq e buta ke karb se kulfat e do jahan mili. And the other meaning is that a person who has given his heart to his illicit beloved, then too he will undergo the same kind of problems of restlessness. That person can never enjoy sukoon if he is a Muslim. If he believes in an Allah who is all watching, all seeing, all hearing, all knowing, then in that sin he can never get peace. How can he have peace in that sin? And then Allah Ta'ala makes his life restless. And that again is so that the person may return to Allah Ta'ala. So throughout the world we know that the ummah is going through very, very difficult and very turbulent times. Which place in the world the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not suffering? And as Muslims, in whichever part of the world we are, we must feel that suffering. We must truly believe that it's our mothers, our sisters, our children, our parents that are being bombarded, whose homes are being destroyed, who are being mercilessly tortured, and no consideration of any kind is given to their lives and to their properties. So whether it's in Lebanon, Afghanistan, Iraq, Palestine, wherever it is, we must feel the same pain. And in whatever is within our means, we must do. We must not just sit back and point fingers that they were very sinful people. That is why Allah Ta'ala's azab came on them. I'm repeating this because this seems to be our attitude. We must look at how much of sins we are committing and make shukr of Allah Ta'ala that He has not sent down that same kind of azab upon us. And for them we must find excuses and we must say that probably Allah Ta'ala wants to make them return to Him. So He gave them a little bit of shake-up so that the Muslims may become aware that everything is in the control of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We must not disobey Him. Or Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive their sins. Or Allah Ta'ala wants to give them some high stages which they cannot get through their ibadat, zikr, tilawat. So Allah Ta'ala gives them a little bit of difficulties, hardships, disasters, and then gives them those high stages which Allah Ta'ala has for them. And for the pious and righteous ones, it is nothing but elevation of status. So we must find excuses, but we must take a lot of lessons from whatever is happening anywhere in the world. Whenever the Ummah obeyed Allah Ta'ala and followed Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when they made Amar bil Maruf Nahi Anil Munkar, and that is another neglected area in our homes, in our businesses, in our neighborhood, in our society. So many occasions there are where we have the authority, where we can say a few words and tell that person what you are indulging in. Allah is displeased with it. This is the road to Jannat. This is the road to the fire of hell. This is the road that brings Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy. And this is the road that brings Allah Ta'ala's anger. Now we have that authority, but we are all silent. We say it is sufficient in the masjid, somebody gives bayan, or some jamaat will make Amar bil Maruf Nahi Anil Munkar, that's sufficient. Each and every one of us, in our own homes, in our society, in our locality, in whichever way, the person can call somebody towards Allah Ta'ala. And you'll be surprised at how many people who are even disbelievers, they don't believe in Allah Ta'ala. But a little bit of contact with some good Muslim, and the person comes into Islam. How many occasions they are like that. So he says, Zikre khuda ke noor se farhate do jahan mili. So in giving your heart to an illicit beloved, you get nothing but restlessness. And in zikre khuda, the person gets happiness of both worlds. Happiness in this world, happiness in the qabr, happiness in the akhirat. If Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased with him, then he's got gardens in this world and gardens in the akhirat. Not only in the akhirat, even in this world there's gardens. And those gardens Allah Ta'ala gives inside the heart. Mana ke meer gulshan e jannat to dur hai. Mana ke meer gulshan e jannat to dur hai. Arif hai magar dil mein khaliq e jannat liye hue. O meer, I know that the gardens of jannat are far away. The person will have to first die on iman. The person will have to answer munkar nakir in the qabr. On the day of qiyamah again, there will be Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must take us to Jannat without reckoning. We are so scared and worried if the receiver of revenue has to open up our books. What about Qiyamah Day? When the Amal Nama will be presented. وَوُضِيَ الْكِتَابِ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Every action of ours is recorded. Every deed of ours is recorded. We cannot escape. So we must ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for entry into Jannat without reckoning. So he says, Mana ke meer gulshan e jannat to dur hai, arif hai magar dil mein khaliq e jannat liye hue. O meer, I know the gardens of jannat is far away. You still have to go through so much of tests and trials in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat, then you will get jannat. You have to cross the pur sirat. But the person who is an arif of Allah Ta'ala, he's got Allah in his heart. He's got the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his heart. And he's making ittiba. Then he's got gardens in this world. Why? Because he's got the Khaliq of the gardens. He's got Allah in his heart. Allah is the creator of Jannat. Allah Ta'ala is the creator of Jannat. So if he has got Allah with him, then he's got all Jannat with him. All the time. He can be in any condition. Be kaifi mein bhi toh humne ek kaif musalsal dekha hai. Jis hal mein bhi wo rakhte hai, us hal ko akmal dekha hai. جس راہ سے وہ لے جاتے ہیں اس راہ کو اسحل دیکھا ہے جس راہ کو ہم تجویز کرے اس راہ کو اسقل دیکھا ہے. عشقِ بتاں کے کرب سے کلفت دو جہاں ملی، ذکر خدا کے نور سے فرحت دو جہاں ملی۔ اے میرے خالق جہاں، تجھ پہ فدا ہو میری جان۔ اے میرے خالق جہاں، تجھ پہ فدا ہو میری جان۔ لذت ذکر سے تیرے راحت دو جہاں ملی۔ Oh my beloved Allah, may my life be sacrificed over you. And when the person is sacrificing his life for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala gives him 100 lives. Allah ta'ala does not take away the life of the person without returning many, many lives to him. The shaheed on the battlefield, one bullet and he's gone and he becomes shaheed. The person who is obeying the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala, every day, we do not know how many times he has to go through shahadat. How much of shahadat. Because every time he is taking that pain on his heart and is restraining himself from those sins in which others are indulging. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala considers this as a form of shahadat. And without that, the person cannot make spiritual progress. There will be outward zahir, lot of zahir. But the batin, if it is empty, then there will be nothing. So Allah ta'ala must give us zahir and batin. Let's make a little bit of zikrullah now. We will complete this inshallah some other time. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu.
Allah Allah, 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 Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله 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 كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں Oh Allah, people ask me, what are you asking all the time? I say, Oh my Allah, I am asking you from you. کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا People seek different things from Allah. We are seeking Allah from Allah. If He becomes ours, then everything is ours. If He is not ours, nothing will be ours. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری جو تو میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا زمین میری الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی اشرف المرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah, O my most tolerant Allah, O my Sattar al-Uyub Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah, O my most beautiful Allah, we have raised our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we have raised our begging bowls before you. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. We haven't raised our hands before some idol of stone that does not see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, we have extended our begging bowls before you. You have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. This very moment, my beloved Allah, you are listening to us. You are seeing us. Everything is in your knowledge, my beloved Allah. Everything is in your control. Our lives in your control. Our sight in your control. Our hearing and speech in your control. Our hands and feet in your control. The ground on which we walk in your control. Our homes in your control. My beloved Allah, everything is in your control. It is your decision which is above all decisions. My beloved Allah, we know that because we have distanced ourselves from you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, therefore we are suffering restlessness, misery, anxieties, worries and problems. But my beloved Allah, you dearly love those who turn towards you and seek forgiveness. You love those who express remorse and regret over their sins. Where Allah, we are not proud of our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are not bragging about our sins. Ya Allah, we are not advertising our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum gande aur nalaiq hai. میرے اللہ ہم سب کچھ ہیں بندے مگر تیرے ہیں whatever we may be we are your slaves by Allah where do we go there is no one for us besides you تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں میرے مولا تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں there is no one for us besides you my beloved Allah Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim Allah. Oh my Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah. You are Kareem, my beloved Allah. Kareem gives to those who don't even deserve. Ya Allah, you have blessed us with Iman without us deserving. You blessed us with Islam without us deserving. You blessed us with so much of your ni'mats and bounties without us deserving. We use those very bounties for your disobedience. Yet you give us food to eat, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads. Din raat hum teri hi ni'mate kha kha kar, ay Allah, teri hi nafarbani kar rahe. Ya Allah, we drink the water sent down by you from the heavens. Ya Allah, we make use of the food which the ground grows. Ya Allah, we use of every ni'mat and bounty of yours for your disobedience. Ay Allah, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, we do not wish to return to those sins anymore. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Ay Allah, we have become the proverbial fox against our nafs. Ya Allah, make us lions against our nafs. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us, my beloved Allah. By Allah, who can we turn towards besides you? There is no one for us we can turn towards besides you. Hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the ummat was beloved to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ummat ki gunahon ko mat dekh. Ya Allah, ummat ke aamal ko mat dekh. Ya Allah, apni shaan-e rahimi aur kareemi ko dekh. Agar aapne maaf kar diya, if you have to forgive us, you will become happy and pleased. Your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become pleased. Ya Allah, we will become pleased. And if you don't forgive, the only one that will become pleased will be shaitan. Ya Allah, forgive the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and please my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ya Allah, yaqeedan, without doubt we have distanced ourselves. Ya Allah, in our lives there is no obedience to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But my Allah, we are making tawbah from all the sins that we have committed in our lives, from the time we became of age up till now. Give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to make qaza of the namazes that we have missed, to keep the rozas which we have missed, to pay back the zakat that we haven't paid, to make hajj if it is farz, to give to whomsoever whatever is due, to seek forgiveness from those that we have caused injury and harm and pain to. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to turn towards you. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to turn towards you. اے اللہ ہم سب کو اپنا بنا لے اور ہمارا بن جا. Make us all yours and become ours. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری, جو تو میرا تو سب میرا, فلک میرا زمین میری. My beloved Allah, if you are not ours, our homes will not give us comfort, our businesses will not give us barakat, we will have no sukoon in our lives. Ya Allah, we will be oppressed. Oh my beloved Allah, if you are ours, then everything will be ours. اے اللہ ہمارا بن جا اور ہمیں اپنا بنا لے. اے اللہ امت مسلمہ کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. Open the doors of مغفرت for the امت of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Open the doors of mercy for the امت of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses, the faults and the sins of the امت of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اے میرے اللہ, امت کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. میرے اللہ, that ummat for whom my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of sacrifices, that ummat for whom he suffered so much, he was stoned in Taif, his shoes get filled with his Mubarak blood. My beloved Allah, how the angels must have witnessed that scene. He stoned in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. His teeth are shattered. Ya Allah, the pins of his helmet pierce his jaws. So many occasions Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam bleeds. He stands whole night in prayer, his feet swell. Ya Allah, he goes down into sajda in the Haram Sharif, intestines of animals are placed on his back. That park, pure Nabi, Ya Allah, the filth of the animals is placed on his back. He tolerated everything so that Islam and Iman may reach the corners of the globe. Ya Allah, we have shown no appreciation for his sacrifices. On the day of Qiyamah, if he has to hold our garment and ask, that when my deed was leaving your homes, deed was leaving your bazaars and marketplaces, deed was leaving your environment, not even a frown came on your forehead, what answer are we going to give? Ya Allah, when he is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, the ummat for whom you bled so much, the ummat in discos, cinemas, theatres, the ummat in adultery, fornication, the ummat in fraud, my beloved Allah, the ummat in casinos, gambling dens of the world, How much women on the stages of the world dancing and singing. Musical instruments playing even in the Haram Sharif, even close to the Rauza Mubarak, musical instruments, my beloved Allah. Musical tones on the cell phones, so close to the Rauza Mubarak. Ya Allah. In his time, the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen, the Yahud, the Nasara caused him pain and injury. Today we, the Ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are causing him injury and pain. But my beloved Allah, you are Ghafoorul Rahim. He was Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Ay Allah, humare gunahu ko maaf kar de. Change the condition of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. Our zawq and shauq has changed. Oh Allah, our interests in life have changed. Oh my Allah, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, they enjoyed jihad fi sabilillah. Ya Allah, they enjoyed passing on the message of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, they enjoyed the recitation of the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. They enjoyed zikrullah. They enjoyed ibadat, service to mankind. Ya Allah, they fulfilled the rights of all. That was their enjoyment. Ay Allah, today our enjoyment has become nothing but evil pleasures, evil actions and deeds. Mere Allah, humare haal par raham farma. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma, dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. How long am I going to walk the path of sins, my Allah? How long? A day is going to come when the angel of death is going to squeeze out the soul from every part of my body. Ya Allah! No warning, no announcement. Where the angel of death is going to strike and how he is going to strike. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, watching some filthy television program. Or glued to some filthy site on the internet. Or committing adultery or fornication. Or in any kind of haram establishment. My beloved Allah. Don't let any kind of embarrassment, shame, humiliation and disgrace to come upon us, our families or the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ey khudai bandara ruswa makun. My Allah, we know that we are sinful, but don't expose our sins, conceal our sins. Ya Allah, qiyamat ke din hame ruswa mat farma, qabar ke azab se hame najat ata farma, protect us from the azab of qabar. Allahumma a'inna ala ghamaratil maut. Allahumma a'inna ala sakaratil maut. Mere Allah. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. Ya Allah, make our maut on iman. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. The Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Hamari ruh jhoomti hui tere paas a jaye. Our soul departs, my beloved Allah, in that state. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. So that when the winds of rahmat blow, we too may be forgiven. Mere Allah, hum kamzor hai, hum za'eef hai. Ya Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with yaqeen in you. Bless us with your muhabbat, with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, humay sihat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi de, zillat aur ruswai se humari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, wherever they may be, bless them with shifa. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove the difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy. Allah, those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, oh Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give the parents the tawfiq to give the children proper upbringing and to throw out of their homes and lives everything that's causing destruction. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara with iman and Islam. Let the winds of hidayat blow. Ya Allah, bless the zalims also with hidayat. Ya Allah, make each and everyone worthy of jannat. It is not difficult for you to give hidayat. But oh my beloved Allah, those who have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will never accept Islam. And they will continue with the tyranny and oppression. They will continue bombarding the Muslim ummah. They will continue with the destruction of the properties of the Muslim ummah. They will show no concern for the women, for the children, for the men, for the innocent. Oh my beloved Allah, they have made up their minds that they will continue with the tyranny, with the oppression and the suppression. Then, my beloved Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud and the nations of the past who rejected you. Ya Allah, cause the planes to crash, cause the ships to sink. Create division amongst their ranks. Oh Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Badr ka khuda tha. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Uhud ka khuda tha. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Khandak mein khuda tha. You are the same Allah that was at the time of Fatah Makkah. Ya Allah, you haven't gone weak, we have gone weak. Ya Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Oh my beloved Allah, Lebanon, Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq, Kashmir, Africa, America, Europe, which part of the world the Ummah is not suffering? Ya Allah, those who have got Shahadat, bless them with the highest stages. Ya Allah, jo intiqal kar gaye, unko Shahadat ka rutba ata farma. Those who have left behind, Ya Allah, give them sabr jameel, ajr azim. Those who have become injured, oh Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, speedy recovery from their injuries and pain. Ya Allah, ummat ke hal par raham farma. My beloved Allah, whilst we are enjoying the comforts of our homes and good food and clothing and shelter, thousands and thousands of our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, they don't know where the next meal will come from. The babies have no milk. They stare into their mothers' faces, but Ya Allah, the mothers don't know what to provide. Ya Allah, un par bhi raham farma, aur hamari bhi hifazat farma. Protect us also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tere azab se, tere غضب سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما. Don't test us in this world, don't test us in the آخرت. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما. اجتماعات گشت تعلیم کو قبول فرما. جو تیری راہ کے اندر یا اللہ پھر رہے ان سب کو قبولیت نصیب فرما. ذریعہ ہدایت بنا. مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما. تمام دینی انجمنوں کی محنت قبول فرما. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Bless everyone with ikhlas in their actions. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. یا اللہ ہماری موت آسان فرما. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم all his life he made duas for us. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے ہمارے لیے کتنا مانگا, کتنا مانگا. How much he begged for us, my Allah. Especially at Hajjat al-Wida with his 124,000 shining stars. Each and every one of them with a purified heart. How much of duas Nabi علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام made. میرے پیارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے حجر اسود کو چوم کر کے جو مانگا تھا، رکن یمانی چھو کر کے جو مانگا، مطاف میں چل کر کے جو مانگا، میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا، حتیم میں نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا، غلاف کعبہ سے لپٹ کر کے جو، ملتزم سے چمٹ کر کے جو مانگا، ہاؤ مچ ہی ٹیئرڈ ایٹ ملتزم، یا اللہ ہاؤ مچ ہی کرائڈ بہائنڈ مقام ابراہیم آن صفا اینڈ مروہ ان منا عرفات اینڈ مزدلفہ. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that He asked for us. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that He asked for protection, especially that of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, You are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before You this part of the night. Ya Allah, You look into hearts and You know each and every individual's condition. Whatever good wishes they have, whatever good desires they have, Ya Allah, fulfill those good wishes and good desires. And oh my beloved Allah, You are well aware of the hardship, the difficulties, the pain, the suffering, the sicknesses, the diseases that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before You this part of the night is suffering. Ya Allah, with Your fazl, with Your ihsan, remove those difficulties, sufferings and hardships. Hamari duaon ko Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe mein qubool farma. Hum jaise bhi hai qubool farma. Hum naqabil qubool hai phir bhi qubool farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alaina innaka antat tawwabur rahim. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.